Today, as we enter into this second series of conversations about your vibrant life, we want to talk about what we think is probably, at least off the bat, right at the beginning, the single most important thing we can remind you of. And that is that a vibrant life cannot be achieved. We talked about this yesterday to a certain extent, but we want to talk about it more in detail here today. One of the things we said yesterday is that you cannot achieve a lifestyle. There certainly is no lifestyle. There's no such thing. That is an abstracted thought that many people will use sort of and put up on a shelf and say, that's the thing I want to achieve. But you can't ever achieve it because, for one thing, oftentimes what most people do is that they come up with sort of interestingly and possibly tantalizing characteristics of what, and here we'll just say, a vibrant lifestyle might look like. For example, that you're always sort of running around the country or flying from here to there or having this or doing this or doing that or being involved in very important things. And so, since those are just kind of markers that really actually no one ever actually lives continuously over any length of time, but many people probably do experience for short bursts in terms of time, like an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, maybe a day or two. Those are also the same sorts of things that, if experienced for much longer than that, tend to be a little stressful, because they become very monotonous. They may be in high intensity, and that seems really vibrant, and there's a lot of motion. But constant motion brings with it a sense of monotony, or at least from where we sit. Now, of course, the thing is that here we are using the exact same abstracted ideas in order to sort of contradict the first set of abstracted ideas that we set up mostly as straw men. Because, of course, no one is actually living lifestyles. They just simply don't exist. Now, you can abstract thought and you can create a kind of template and you can try to achieve that, but that template is not really havable. It's not doable. You may from time to time find yourself in the middle of something and say, oh, now I'm finally living my vibrant lifestyle. But that will be temporary. What a lifestyle and that kind of idea, that kind of abstracted idea, just like money, what it mostly does is it gives you opportunities to feel disappointed. Because what you'll notice is that you attempt to do something, and then you don't achieve it, or you think you don't achieve it, and you then measure it against this thing that's up on a shelf somewhere, and you say, well, this is obviously not my vibrant lifestyle. I must be doing something wrong. And of course, you're not doing anything wrong. Not one bit. A vibrant life is what you're leading. That's what you're living. That's what you're having. That is what's actually going on literally right now. You are a vibrational being. You bring vibrancy to anything you think about, anything you animate, anything you give life to. Because you really are taking bits and pieces of clay, metaphorically speaking, and turning them into something functional and useful through the power of your intention. You're doing it all the time. All the time. But what you're not doing is living a vibrant lifestyle. You are living a vibrant life, but not a lifestyle. You don't have any of the qualities or characteristics that would seem to be inherent in this highfalutin lifestyle kind of idea. What you do have are something much, much, much better. You have something that you cannot plan for, that you cannot even imagine. You have literally the life that you are destined to have. You're not locked into destiny. When we use the word destiny, we use it very lightly. And destiny is something that you're plotting literally at this red hot minute. You have the life that is perfect for you right now. And while you may have trained yourself to look at that and say, well, it is lacking, and here are the 17,347 ways in which my life at this moment is lacking the meaning I wish for it to have, or the functionality, or the expression, or the vibrancy, or the get up and go, or whatever it is that it's lacking, you can certainly prove yourself right about how wrong things are. But it doesn't change anything, other than it gives you a temporary delusion of misery, which you don't really need to have if you don't want it. You can if you want, and sometimes misery does feel better than other things. So that might be right from time to time, but probably not very often. And this sort of knee-jerk reaction of, oh, well, yes, well, you ghosts can say that I have this perfect life right now because you sit up on your pink cloud, goddamn you. But the truth is that it sucks. Well, it doesn't. You've just trained yourself to believe that it does. And so you're giving yourself evidence of the lack of what it is that you think you want. Instead of telling the truth about who you are and where you are and what this means, you're doing something very, very different. You're trying to give yourself something that you already have. Or, and this is sort of what lifestyles tend to do, you're trying to get something that you claim you don't have. So the fuel for getting it is topped up because you're saying, well, I have a lack here that needs to be filled. I don't have the thing I want, when in fact you do. You may just not see it. For example, you may be saying to yourself, well, I don't have enough money, which what you mean is the expression of abundance that I would like to and desire to have is not manifesting itself in any visible way at this moment. That's only a lack of imagination. The truth is you are vibrantly abundant right now. The abundance flows through you and expresses itself outward in all sorts of wonderfully manifesting ways. You are in this right place at this right time and in this right way, in exactly the way that is perfect for you. You have what it is that you desire. Your desires are never unmet. They're never unmet. The form may be evolving, and the form may just be something that seems like a silver gossamer thread. But the shape is manifesting itself for you. It may be your habit to worry about how you, or for some of you, how other people are experiencing abundance, how they're experiencing their vibrant life. And you may be thinking, I really wish I had what it is that I want. If you could use that phrase and use it for the contrast that it's being given, or rather, for the contrast that it's giving you, you would see that you do in fact have what it is that you're identifying as the unmet desire. It just may not be in the form or the shape that you think it is supposed to be in, but it is there nonetheless. And you are here in the having of it. The recognition of that, sometimes, which is most easily done by just saying, I don't understand any of this. Sometimes that's the easiest way to recognize what's really going on. Because, in fact, it is your attempt to understand what is going on that is so often blocking your ability to know what is happening. To see yourself as an integrated whole, that you are the one who is here present in this physical reality, which is manifesting and taking shape for you on your behalf and to your benefit. If you desire to sit and there's a chair in which you can sit, then you're doing a really, really good job. It's that simple. Everything, everywhere, in every way is working out for you. And if you don't have a chair, maybe you have a bed. And if you don't have a bed, maybe you have a stool. And if you don't have a stool, you might have just the ground. But either way, you can sit. And your ability to sit, the fact that your body works in such a way that allows you to compact yourself down into a sitting position, is itself its own miracle. Now we want to, for these last few minutes that we're going to speak here in this conversation, we want to turn this a little bit and we want to look at it from a slightly different perspective. As we said at the beginning, your vibrant lifestyle cannot be achieved because you are living a vibrant life and there's no such thing as a lifestyle. Similarly, when you are telling yourself that this is the way it is, you're going to prove yourself right. So if you say, I don't live the lifestyle I wish to live, you'll be proven right. You could also say, I don't have the body that I want to have, so I need to fix it. Anyone who ever comes to us and says, I'm too fat, my body is riddled with disease, I don't like the fact that I have this cough, I don't like the fact that I have this physical pain, we always pretty much say the same thing, which is we invite whoever is bringing such a question to us to walk away from the resistance to having what they have and instead acknowledge that what they have is okay to have, that it's just fine. They may not like it, and we're not suggesting that they should like it, but it's just fine in the having of it. It's perfectly fine, as a matter of fact. You may not like it, you may wish that it would be different, but it is perfectly fine. You are, in fact, having the life that is perfect for you right here and right now. And that includes the current condition of your body, the current condition of your finances, the current condition of your creative self-expression, the current condition of all of your relationships. All of these things are fine. What is not working out for you quite so well is when you claim that you have or need or don't have or want to get or are reaching for or need to somehow figure out a manner to get by with things that do not exist. For example, you say, I don't have enough. That is not true. You have plenty. When you say, my body is not working, that's not true. It is working. You may not be liking the way that it is working, but it is working. To attempt to fix it, to attempt to fix your money situation, to attempt to fix your relationships, to attempt to fix your body, is basically to have to establish the conditions that you don't like and then work from those into a glorious state of betterness that is achievable once you get over that next hill, once you go around that next bend, once you've done the five steps that need to be done in order to have a healthy lifestyle, a really good relationship, a perfect financial situation, or whatever that thing upon the shelf happens to be. The truth is, you're living a vibrant life right now. You have the perfect body. You have the perfect financial state. You have the perfect amount of cash. You have the perfect relationships with the perfect people in the perfect way right now. You have the perfect form of creative self-expression. In other words, you're working at the right job if you're working. You're doing the right thing. You're providing the right services. You're providing the right products. And when you try to get into, this is what I need to do better, you're just fooling yourself. There's nothing you need to do better. Everything is working in exactly the way that is right for you, right here and right now. And that's where we'll leave this. Because it's good and it's wonderful and delicious and amazing and delightful and wondrous as all of this has been, it really and truly is only getting better and better and better from here.